tuned in to Rosie on the House. This is segment number 3, where we usually have our weekly to-do, one item designed to help you, the Arizona homeowner, stay on top of regular maintenance of our single biggest asset for most of us, our home, castle, or cabin. And you could text, like a lot of people do, 411-923, email info@rosieonthehouse.com. But continuing kind of a little bit on the theme of painting from our last call or last segment, our weekly to-do, the hashtag is cabinet condition, checking the condition of your cabinet. There's a lot of things we can do to clean up the presence of our cabinets before the holidays. And you don't realize it, but once you clean one, you realize just how dirty the hardware and the wood can be from the oils in our hand. You know, even if you're really good, you're cooking and your hands are messy and you're able to use the side of your pinky or your elbow to open up a cabinet knob or, you know, get your spice or a different cooking stirring utensil, the oils from our hand without any food on it build up over time. And as soon as you do one, you'll notice it. And of course, the more we use that cabinet knob or open that one, it's going to be dirtier than another one that's not. You know, the closer to the sink and the stove.
So once you do one cabinet, you look at the others and go,
you're going to be doing them all.
let's take care of all of them one way or the other. But some great, and there's some great do-it-yourself ideas in this week's article.
And whether it's a paint grade door or your cabinets are stained, and you can see the natural wood, you know, it'll depend on the processes you go through that we talked through. The knob hardware, is it time to update your hardware? That's a pretty easy do-it-yourself project and can make a big difference in your home if you've got hinges already. You know, this is a big one as cabinets where it surprises me we don't fix more cabinet hinges. Mm-hmm. The amount of times they open and close, and especially if you got kids, they can shut.
Yeah. And I'll give you another suggestion. When I had my cabinets put in a long, long time ago, the contractor said, hey, would you like some extra hinges? And I said, no, these are... And then I stopped for a second and said, well, what do you got? And he gave me a whole box of hinges, and I've already replaced 8 of them so far. I've got a few others. I may just go ahead and replace them all. Over the years, open, close, open, close.
Open, close.
Yeah.
If you've got screws that ripped out, real easy way to fix that, just get toothpicks and some really good wood glue from your hardware store, specifically wood glue. Put a little dab on the toothpick, stick it in. You need another one, jam another one in. However many toothpicks it takes to fill up that hole, when it dries, cut it off and then reset your screw onto it, and that'll buy you, you know, maybe another couple years before you have to do it again. But great way to clean up those if you've got rollers that are busted. Those are easy. A lot of the sliding ones. The hardware on the back is a plastic attachment. Those get brittle and break over time. Replace that with metal ones. There are great hardware stores you can go to get most of these at. And then one of a great concept is shelves that slide here in the Valley area there. They've got a great woodworking shop in Anthem off of 17. Mm-hmm. And they will come in and put roll out shelves, and the amount of functionality you get from that is incredible. So those are your cabinet condition. Get them cleaned up before the holidays and do any repairs that are needed. If you follow along with that on the radio side of things, well, if you're physically doing it, you can follow along digitally with our app. It's the Rosie on the House Homezada app that we've licensed for the state of Arizona. You go in, you create a profile for your home, and then each one of these weekly to-dos, you can complete them or schedule them for another time or schedule them for someone else to do, whether it's a different member of your home or a professional contracting service. The inventory part of it, where you can inventory your home, that's free. But the premium that unlocks the maintenance, project management, if you're adding a pool, doing a landscape, kitchen remodel, you can manage your projects there. It'll help you do predictive financing if you tell it, you know, I've got a 20-year-old roof and it's got a 30-year warranty. It'll give you graphs to help you plan and budget for these last 10 years to that point of expected time to replace that roof. So it helps people see the coming expenses for their home instead of just getting slammed with it, whether it's a roof leak or your air conditioning is smoking and the compressor shot, whatever the case may be. And it doesn't share your information. We made very sure that this wasn't anything that was on any major tech
server or our cloud.
Yeah, that would shut down Parler or something like that. This is its own secure server from, and it's a husband and wife that developed it out of Sacramento. And so you just go to rosieonthehouse.com/app. You get a promo code. It's only $60 a year, but if you use Rosie, I think it's just Rosie. It might be Rosie, but it's a 15% that'll drop it down to $50 a year for you.
It's a good deal, too. And if you have a file cabinet full of papers and everything, you think that's the great way to maintain it, you're going to love the app.
Oh, it all goes digital, and you can print off PDFs and save them on a hard copy, and the whole file cabinet goes away. I really feel it's going to change the lending process over a bit long enough period of time, because it's going to change the home inspection process.
Yeah,
if you've got this huge detailed list of everything that's happened in your home, who did it, when it was done, how long the warranties are, the condition of the pipes, and you know, you could put thousands of photos in there. It's easier to do with your phone, because if you have a camera, then you got to take the camera, move the pictures to the computer, and then put the computer with that process. Well, and this, let's say you're taking pictures of the bathroom sink. You just go to that bathroom, open the camera on your phone, take as many pictures as you want, save, done, move on.
Mm-hmm. And the photo option's really good. Think about this for insurance purposes. Let's say you have a fire. If you have a complete picture or pictures of the entire room, you could show them what it looked like previously. And if you have some storm damage, same thing there too. It's a really, really terrific feature. You should look into it for sure.
No, I was heartbroken when I saw it, because it's exactly what we were designing. And then when I found out we could just license it and save us the cost of having to go find the development team to put it together and keep it current, it was a win-win for us.
Yeah, big time.
And what's really nice is each user can have up to 3 properties. So you could put your parents' home on there if they're trying to help them age in place to help keep them up to date.
Very good. Very good idea.
What's going on there? Game and Fish, if you're out trick-or-treating this weekend, has posted a warning about pumpkins attracting wildlife, coyotes, javelinas, bear, and deer. Most of us don't have to worry about the deer and bear, but javelinas and coyotes do live in the cities. Amazingly enough, and they suggest keep it at least 4 to 6 feet off the ground and move them in after dark. And I didn't know this, but Maricopa, Pinal, and Pima counties have laws that you can get fined up to $300 for feeding wildlife. Oh. I don't think anybody would come along and say that pumpkin you have out for decoration is feeding wildlife, but just for future reference, if you're there's a lot of places you can go buy bird blocks or salt licks to attract wildlife.
But I tell you, in at least North Scottsdale, between, say the 101 and up to Cave Creek and Carefree, one of the wild animals that really love pumpkins, and I've seen pictures of it, javelina will tear those up. And they love them too. So it's their version of pumpkin pie.
Even javelinas like homemade pumpkin pie.
There you go.
And another creepy crawly you might see, the scorpion's pretty popular with Arizona and the desert, but the tarantulas are on the move. The Oklahoma or Texas brown tarantula can live up to 12 years on the males, 30 years on the females, and they're about 6 inches. They're hairy. They're brown bodies, orange tinted hairs on their abdomens. Mm-hmm. They are, in my opinion, a creepier looking animal than the scorpion.
And my first few weeks here, I was up around Bartlett Lake, and I've never seen a tarantula as big as my hand, from front feet to the back palm. And I go, I wonder if I could have a new friend, maybe take him home and feed. He wanted nothing of it. I mean, he just reared back. I tried to pick him up with a piece of cardboard, and I said, go away, my friend. And I did that because my nephew had a pet tarantula. He had two of them. And he loved them. He loved, they would go cut the yard, they'd pick up the crickets, and this tarantula was well kept. He didn't want to go back in the wild.
They can bite, but don't cause any real damage unless you have an allergic reaction. Pretty hard to get stung by one. I think I'd just stay away.
Yeah, yeah. Just enjoy the look.
And you don't need to kill them. They're not.
Oh, no, no. You don't want to hurt them. Not at all.
But I think they're the if you had to pick an animal for Halloween for your state, I don't know that I've seen anything that would beat the tarantula.
Yeah, yeah.
Up close with the fangs and everything. Yeah. Spiders are nasty.
Makes a good Halloween costume, though, for the creatives out there.
Good news for APS customers, potentially on peak hours, maybe going back to 4 to 7 based on new rate plans. Currently, it's 3 to 8, so that would give you 2 more hours to super cool your home.
Ooh,
and be able to turn on all your energy using cooking appliances an hour earlier. That was a big thing when that happened about 4 years ago, was just the extended daylight time. Well, it could be moving back to 7. We'll know. I think it's November 1st they're set to finalize that, or the second
Monday.
Well,
that would be
Tuesday.
Monday, so good to know, and it'll be in time for next summer.
They provide power to 60% of Arizona. Something interesting as well, a town in California north of Santa Rosa has restricted homeowners' water use. They've cut it back 40%, and one of the things that the town used for homeowners to monitor their water is a product called Flume. And you hook it up to your water, and it connects to your smartphone, and it will show you how much each faucet is using, when it's using. So you can see and monitor your water use. Hmm. They also outlawed sprinklers. That was another way they cut a big water use for that town.
And it's called Flume?
Flume, F-L-U-M-E. Mm-hmm. So for all of us water conscious out there that are working to save water, and if you've listened to this broadcast, you know I report often on water-saving advice, technology, and new developments. But I stumbled across something we won't cover today, working on doing more research, but it's called primary water, a concept that under the Earth's crust and the mantle, there's anywhere from 1 to 3 times the ocean volume underneath the Earth's surface that you can access through fissures, and that could solve every water crisis instantly. Pretty interesting concept. So when I have some more research done on that, you can hear it here in our Open Home Hour, Rosie on the House. One more segment right after this.